This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, 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 it is time for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. This week's winner, a pretty big media celebrity, if we're going to be honest. Somebody who I had the great pleasure of interviewing in studio, as you're about to hear. And he is also going to be appearing on my Saturday night TV show sometime soon, once we go through it with editors and lawyers and figure out what can and can't be said on the air. Because myself and Dog the Bounty Hunter drove around earlier this week in my Bronco, just checking out hotspots where I knew there to be a lot of vice. And we talked about bounty hunting and the ways it overlaps with being a cab driver and everything in between. It was one of the most interesting things I've ever done. It really got deep, as did this conversation, as he stopped by the studio to talk about his book and bounty hunting and the life he leads with his new wife. So without further ado, we give the game ball to Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Dwayne Chapman in the house. Hey, man.
Hey, brother. Thank you for the compliment. Thank you, sir.
No, it's a big deal. My whole staff was fired up for this. I'm thrilled to have you in studio to talk about your book and everything else. But the first thing I wanted to ask you is, as a bounty hunter, do you look out at the world now and feel like we don't prioritize catching the bad guys and cops and robbers the way we used to?
Well, absolutely. Uh-huh. You know, this getaway free pass.
And yeah.
You can't do anything. And I like to quote a lot about Martin Luther King.
Uh-huh.
And he said, without a deterrent, crime is going to keep going on.
It's
nuts. So Utah just rolled back their illegal possession as a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these states are rolling it back.
Uh-huh.
It is. I don't understand why they would, like, felons don't vote and they don't want to get up. And drug addicts are asleep or spun out. So I don't understand what anyone would think about, you know, giving free rein. And I, for many years, went to the legislature and held them at bay and said, no, this don't work.
Yeah.
Not just for bail bondsmen, but they supervise, they pick the guy up, they make sure he goes to court, all on, none of it the taxpayer has to pay for. So I just don't understand what's going on, and a lot of people don't understand what's going on in America today.
Yeah, it's nuts. We're living in like a version of the board game Monopoly where no one goes to jail, and you don't actually have to buy the property. You can be a squatter now.
Yes, yes.
That's, just squatting in parts of the board.
That's amazing. And we're opening up a company right now, Squat or Not, where I and my family and some big ones go in and, you know, take care of the squatters and boot them out. It's amazing you said that.
That's a thing. I didn't know that.
Yes,
see,
sir.
We're like a duo.
Yes.
I should listen. When you run in 2028, I'm throwing my hat in the ring as your VP. What say you?
Yes, sir. Aloha.
I could drive the presidential limo. I'm a former New York City cab driver. That's got to count for something, right?
You know everywhere. Yes, sir.
Doug the Bounty Hunter's in studio. Dwayne Chapman, the book, Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. I want to talk about that journey because I believe it's served as a compass for you in life that's gotten you to where you are.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Take it away.
So I've done it 44 plus years, captured over 10,000 fugitives.
Wow.
Another couple, maybe 3,000 that I've ran on the highway. Highway Patrol got them because Dog's coming to town. So, and back in the day, I was in prison in the 70s. I was raised Pentecostal and knew to do better. Joined the Devil's Disciples. Told my mother, Mom, it's not spelled like disciples. It's spelled different. My mom's like, oh, well. So, 76, went to prison. Got 5 years in a day. And I became warden's barber. When I told the warden the story while I was in there, he said, listen, you're out of here.
Get out of here.
So, I did 18 months. And he told me, now, I'm going to tell you something, dog. You could be something someday.
Wow.
You yourself could make it happen. I want you to do that for me. So I use the same thing. It's called the backseat ride because it worked for me. So I capture my people. I talk to them. I tell them about, you know, my faith in God and my faith. I'm above all things, of all Christians, the worst there could be.
Yeah.
Because I constantly repent like every 10 minutes. So, where you're every 15. No.
Good for you.
But so, you know, my faith has everything to do with it. Again, now, the Bible says in the last days, and I've said this a couple times today, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows, whether you're an atheist, Republican, Democrat, you know, any kind of religion, something is going on.
Yeah.
Something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says you'll feel it. It's coming.
Wow.
So to be able to say that and get that out there. And the Bible says in the last days, number one, Jesus said, be not deceived.
Yep.
And, you know, like Mary isn't Louie and Louie isn't Carol and, you know, deception is everywhere.
Yeah.
So it is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So my job, I did bounty hunt for, you know, the person, put him in the car with my new wife, Francie. Now we're bounty hunting for their souls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll still throw down and beat him if I have to, give him a cigarette, but I'm going to try a little harder to get him to heaven.
Okay. Dog the Bounty Hunter's here. He's now just like a spiritual courier. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
He'll rough you up, but he'll also put you on the people mover and point you in the right direction.
Yes.
Listen, I was kidding about you running for office, but are we going to see a president dog someday?
I doubt president, but I'd take, you know, I'd like to be sheriff. There's a new sheriff in town. So I'd like to do that. But
attorney general, something like that.
I'd rather be sheriff. They got all the power.
No, that's fair. I love that. That's fair. I do like that. What do you think when you look at the southern border right now? Do you think that we're being derelict in our duty to secure it?
Well, biblically speaking, I have to look at what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would he do if they come over?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure he'd make them register. I'm sure he'd make them run there. I'm sure he'd say, who are you? What do you stand for?
Uh-huh.
So I think we had a good thing going where it was when the last regime was there. I think that they're letting them over, so they're probably going to try to get him to vote. Mm-hmm. And I'm 33.5% Apache.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. A lot of Latinos are coming across, and I was in jail in Mexico, you know, broke out when I caught Luster. They are very strict Catholics.
Yeah.
So they don't agree with changing Easter into something else.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a big awakening if those guys are able and women are able to vote. They're not going to vote the way they think they're going to vote.
Yeah, that's another really good point, is that what's happening to a lot of migrants here in New York is they get off the bus in the city, they look around, and they think they've already been deported.
Right, right.
Like, wait a minute.
Well, and they tell them, you know, if you go, you know, what the cartel, because they get paid to bring them over, you get $5,000, you get this, you get insurance, you get a driver's license, you get.
Yeah.
They don't realize when they get off the bus, you get shipped to another town and another town.
Yeah.
And all the so-called friendlies are so full now they're putting a plug on it.
Yep.
So, again, all biblically,
we're
being invaded. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a
good
wild
luck.
It's a, if you feel like we're starring in the series finale of America some days.
Yes, amen.
It's bad. It's like the end of The Sopranos or something. We're talking to Dwayne Dog Chapman, the book Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. How much credit does your lovely wife deserve for this realignment of your spiritual compass?
Well, I was raised Pentecostal, Assembly of God.
Uh-huh.
Again, went to prison.
Yep.
And I think the warden deserved a lot when he told me, go out there and do something.
Okay.
Beth passed away 5 years ago. So about a year into my grieving, I pulled the car over and said, listen, Lord,
mm-hmm.
you know, you gave Adam Eve. I didn't know that till I studied it. And I need a wife, and I don't mean to be a pervert.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scrolling through my phone, and I look in Genesis, and it says God does not expect a man to be alone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I'm not a pervert. Okay, here's what I'd like, Lord.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't care what tribe she's from. Can I please have a tall, skinny one? Can I have one that just loves you and will love me back and say things nice to me and, you know, do things right?
Yeah.
And Francie, I met her that night.
Wow.
And it's in the book how we met.
Uh-huh.
And about years or so later, I, you know, forced her to marry me. No.
I love this.
So, and she's a cowgirl. She's a rancher. I would have never, that was not on my list. So she is keeping, that woman is keeping me straight. We're speaking in churches now together. Yep. And all of a sudden, they used to book me, then they heard her speak. Now I'm known as Mr. Francie.
So, she took over the ticket.
She's taking it over. Run with it, baby. Go. No, I love that.
I love it. I think it's amazing. So have you two given any thought to like a matchmaking service?
What is that?
Like you match up couples since you guys found each other in such a fascinating way.
Well, we're a lot of people in church or a lot of people all over, you know, they lose a loved one or they lose a spouse.
Which is a lot.
And a lot. And so we're in her, you know, both our messages is how to get back. It's not illegal or immoral or non-Christian to ask God, can I have another one?
Not at all.
And the best place, Plain Talk Kim said, you got to watch them in church because some of them are in church are not really in church, right? So it's anywhere. Francie and I did not meet in church. And I asked her, what religion are you? And she said, Pentecostal. And I said, is it the Rattlesnake Pentecostal or the other ones? And she's like, what? So, it's just when you get married in under the cloth or under the power of God, the Bible says that you become as a braid, a three cord, that it's nothing can break it.
Yeah.
Of course, Jesus in the middle and the man and the woman on the outside.
Yeah.
I have never been in love like this in my whole life.
Wow.
No one ever treated me this good except my mommy.
This is
so, I mean, it's amazing. And then I told her, please, let's have a baby. Wait till you listen to this one.
Stop it.
I've been, Paul was married. Well, David was married 8 times. So I'm good at 5. So I said, can we have a baby? Every woman I've married, Francie, I've had a baby with. I've got 13. Not wives, but babies.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said, no. So I got in the book, my son, we get a call last year from the Colorado Department of something. I on the phone to Francie because I ain't talking to no cops. And they said, no, we need to talk to you that this kid, when you were 15 years old, do you know this girl named so-and-so? And I said, yes. I told her I wouldn't say her name. And so they said, well, the judge says on the birth certificate, you're the dad. Now, being Dog the Bounty Hunter for 23 years, I've had a lot of, ma, please, you're daddy. Yeah. I promise you were in Alaska. I'm sorry, honey, I wasn't ever in Alaska. So Francie thought this is another one of those. So we took a DNA test.
Wow.
He's 99.9% my baby.
Whoa.
So Francie goes, we got a baby.
You did it.
So he gets to know her as he gets to know dad.
Well, we love this. We love the book. We love you.
Thank you. Love you back.
If you bring in one more kid, you're going to wind up on Hoarders. But that's another TV show altogether. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. Shout out to Dog the Bounty Hunter. Shout out to you. Check out Fox News Saturday night. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, you've got the Dog Whisperer, Caesar Milan. You've got My Dog Bixby, Danny Boy O'Connor from House of Pain, Jump Around. What more do you want? If you miss it, you can always watch it Sunday at the 5 p.m. Eastern replay. And, of course, I will be hosting Greg Gutfeld's show this Monday night. I'll be checking in for the lovable comedy dwarf we call Greg. Until then, have a phenomenal weekend, and I am back on your radio Monday for the win.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.